Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. International Women's Online Conference organized by the Women's Section in the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in coordination with the women of Hizb ut-Tahrir globally. Translated. A full year has passed since the start of Al-Aqsa flood and the ensuing fierce war on Gaza. Since October the 7th of last year, the people of Gaza have endured immense trials, living through countless pains, sufferings and tragedies. Displacement, killing, starvation, the scattered remains of children and women collected in bags, and martyrs trapped under rubble, impossible to retrieve, adding to the pain and sorrow from being unable to honour and bury them. A brutal genocide is being committed by a criminal entity in full view of a world that is complicit and negligent. However, despite the tragedies and sorrows of this war, is filled with lessons and reflections presented by a faithful, patient and steadfast group who stand firm against the schemes of enemies and the treachery of rulers and those who claim to be friends. This small group, undeterred by those who abandoned them, remains resilient, never losing hope in the victory of the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Despite the cries, pleas and calls for help from the people of Gaza, the responses have exposed and revealed the betrayal of Muslim rulers who remain fixed on their thrones, deaf, mute and blind to the war crimes and genocide committed by this criminal entity against the people of Gaza and Palestine in general. These rulers are devoted to showing loyalty and obedience to it, normalizing relations with it and solidifying its existence. The war has also stripped away the mask of many scholars, revealing the truthful from the deceivers. It has lifted the veil from the eyes, exposing the reality of what is happening. The true nature of the conflict in Palestine has become clear, a struggle between truth and falsehood, between the Muslim people of Palestine and the occupying, usurping Kafir Jewish entity. Yes, the people of Palestine in general and Gaza in particular called out to the Ummah. So how was the response? It was weak, manifesting in a few demonstrations and protests, or boycotting some pro-entity institutions and shops, or sending food and clothing as aid. Despite the aggressor entity's persistence in committing war crimes one after another, and despite all these repeated pleas, cries for help and heartbreaking scenes, the global silence, the betrayal of governments, the stillness of the Muslim Ummah and its armies, and their lack of action have been and still remain as their response. All of this raises questions about the reasons preventing the end of this genocide and the liberation of Palestine. What is the fundamental solution by which this issue can be resolved once and for all? These and other questions will be addressed and answered on Saturday, October the 5th, 2024, during an International Women's Online Conference organized by the Women's Section in the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in coordination with the women of Hizb ut-Tahrir worldwide, under the title, quote, "The Liberation of Palestine, Challenges and Glad Tidings," unquote. This conference will outline the correct path to solving this issue and other matters concerning the Muslim Ummah. It will highlight the key points of the Palestine issue and provide the necessary remedies to stop the suffering of the people of Palestine and Muslims in general, considering it a matter for the entire Ummah and not a national issue bound by the artificial borders created by colonial powers. Speakers from Palestine, Tunisia, Syria, Lebanon, Indonesia, and America will participate. The conference will expose those obstructing the end of this genocide, clarify the reasons preventing the liberation of Palestine from the Jews, and discuss the role of international institutions and their decisions in conspiring against the Palestinian cause. Additionally, it will address the malicious role of the media in misleading and concealing the truth, portraying it as a national or ethnic issue to divert Muslims from the correct path and they must follow to solve it fundamentally. The conference will also address the role of the Muslim Ummah in achieving this fundamental solution, which must stem from its Aqidah, creed. It will highlight that the solutions imposed by enemies and colonizers are merely weapons used to fight the Ummah, diverting it from the correct path. The partial and temporary solutions being proposed are nothing more than a way to numb the Ummah, preventing it from assuming the role it must play. The conference will also explain the obstacles that hinder people from adopting the Sharia-based vision for the liberation of Palestine, and it will clarify why the armies remain in their barracks, not responding to the repeated calls to take action. Additionally, the conference will expose the efforts aimed at widening the gap between the Ummah and its armies by portraying the armies as powerless, subservient to the regimes, and incapable of providing support or victory. These claims and accusations will be refuted by citing examples of sincere individuals within the military who sacrificed their lives for the sake of their religion and its victory, highlighting the role of awareness and public opinion in motivating many sincere people in the armies to take action. Moreover, the conference will reveal the underlying reasons behind placing the burden of liberating the sacred land solely on the people of Palestine, while obscuring the discussion about the role of the Ummah and its armies, which are well equipped and ready. The conference will also highlight the role of every Muslim in solving this issue, with a special focus on Muslim women and the actions they must take to contribute to ending the genocide and massacres committed against our people in Gaza and Palestine in general. It will emphasize their responsibility to work alongside others striving for its liberation. The conference will affirm Allah's promise to victory and empowerment, reminding us that relief comes after hardship and that victory follows trials. It will reaffirm the greatness of this Ummah, which is capable of achieving victory, inshallah. We pray this conference will illuminate the correct path the Ummah must take to regain its authority, leadership, and achieve the liberation of Palestine from the grip of enemies and kuffar. As Allah says, وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. And Allah will surely support those who support Him. Indeed, Allah is powerful and exalted in might. Surah Al-Hajj, verse 40. Join us, sisters, in this global conference via the Zoom link. The conference will be in Arabic. Women's section in the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.